That was about 2 minutes of a piece by composer Liza Sobel Crane called Soaring, inspired by the Stony Island Arts Bank in Chicago and performed by three wonderful musicians from the Chicago Sinfonietta. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. Happy New Year. Seems a little late in the year to say that here on January 27th, but it is our first Relevant Tones show of the year. So happy New Year. Hope your year is off to a good start. And we're excited to be back for a new year of Relevant Tones episodes. We have a lot of exciting shows planned this year. So yeah, stay with us. And I thought it would be fun to open up the year with featuring music from ACM's program, Songs About Buildings and Moods. And that's because in December, we released the second season. So this is an exciting program we've been doing for a few years now, where we commission music inspired by architecture. And then we film a performance of the piece in the building that inspired it. We also use interviews to tell the story of the building, who built it, who uses it, how has it changed over time. And then we hear from the composer about how all of this inspired their music. So it's this really cool project that kind of combines narrative storytelling. We use the buildings sort of as foils to talk about human beings. Obviously, the buildings that we create say a lot about us. Whether it's a sacred center, a transportation hub, you know, a tavern or a place like that. So we talk about that. And then, of course, we have this musical angle to it because we are a music organization. And I feel like when you see the beautiful photography of the building combined with the music, it really brings all of this home. The story of the building, the resonance of these images, the beauty of the music. So it's a really great project. And the second season features 10 new sites around the country, including three in Mexico City, actually. And it's airing on PBS stations around the country right now. But you don't have to be in front of the TV watching PBS at whatever time your local station may choose to air it, if they air it. You can see it anytime on the PBS website or on the PBS app on your TV. Just download the app. You don't have to have a passport. You can just download the regular PBS app and then search for Songs About Buildings and Moods. And season one and season two are on there. So now it's 20 sites total with music by different composers. A really fascinating project. And I'm going to be featuring several of the sites from season two on the Relevant Tones program today. Let's start with a piece by Lita Fink. This is called Division of Knowledge, and it was inspired by the Peabody Library in Baltimore, part of the Peabody Conservatory at Johns Hopkins University. And this was really a cool project for us because we got to work with Lita Fink, who was a student at Peabody, and we also got to work with her quartet, the Bergamot Quartet. And the quartet came out of Peabody. They're now in New York City doing really great things. So we all went down to Baltimore, and we interviewed Lita, talked about her piece, and recorded it, and then filmed it. And it turned out really well. That the Peabody Library has an amazing collection. They have a lot of first editions, including first editions of, you know, like Don Quixote, first editions of things by Edgar Allan Poe, first editions of On the Origin of Species by Darwin. I'm not joking about that. Really, really incredible. So let's jump right in and hear the Bergamot Quartet perform The Division of Knowledge, inspired by the Peabody Library in Baltimore. Thank you. That's a great piece called The Division of Knowledge by composer Lida Fink. What a performance, too, by her quartet, the Bergamot Quartet. If you don't know them, check them out. Bergamot Quartet. And that was inspired by the Peabody Library in Baltimore. And you can see what we did with it visually at songsaboutbuildingsandmoods.com, on YouTube, or at the PBS website or app. Just look up Songs About Buildings and Moods. And look for the episode that has the Peabody Library in it. Let's go from Baltimore to Detroit. We worked in two venues in and outside of Detroit. I took a trip there in February of 2022. It was very cold. It was a terrible time to go and look at architecture, walking around outside, freezing my brains out, looking at architecture. But I did, and I saw many, many buildings, many beautiful things that we could have worked in. Detroit is I think it's just a wonderful city. There's so much there. And I was at the Guardian building, which we ultimately chose not to work in, but I was on the very roof of the Guardian and looking north, and I saw the Fisher building standing there, you know, kind of looking off by itself as it does. And I thought, I have to go check that out. So I got in my car and drove over to Fisher. And as soon as I walked in that stunning lobby, I thought, this is it, we've got to do it. And we were so lucky to work with composer Michael Kropf, who, as it turns out, had always wanted to write a piece of music inspired by the Fisher and perform it in the Fisher building. And so, well, he got commissioned to do so, and he got to write for New Music Detroit. They were our musical partner in Detroit. Really great to work with them. And the piece is called The Golden Tower, and it's one of the first times that we had a singer. So there was text here. Jocelyn Zelasco was the soprano. So there was text, and he got the text from the building itself. There's all these words around the building, like architecture and music, some of which is a bit on the nose, of course, for our project. But it worked very, very well, and Michael did a wonderful job. And then he also, because Albert Kahn, the architect of the Fisher building, was Jewish, and Michael is Jewish, he enclosed in the piece, or included in the piece, a Jewish prayer for peace. And so the music just kind of comes to a stop, or it slows down, and there's this Jewish prayer for peace in the middle of it. Very beautiful. and then the opening part of the music starts up again. So let's hear this performance by New Music Detroit. This is The Golden Tower by Michael Kropf, inspired by the beautiful, I mean really stunning, Fisher Building in Detroit.
Thank you.
Music by Michael Kropf, inspired by the Fisher Building in Detroit. The piece is called The Golden Tower. And what a stunning building. Albert Kahn was given basically a blank check by the Fisher brothers. The Fisher brothers, you know, were bigwigs in the automobile industry. They were later acquired by GM. They were worth, I think today, in today's money, tens of billions of dollars. Imagine in the 1920s having that kind of cash. And they put it at the service of this building. And, you know, for these ultra wealthy guys, they were very, very civic minded. And they wanted the Fisher Building to be accessible to the public, to be open. And it is open today. And thank goodness, because when I walked into it back in February of 2022, I thought we have to shoot here. And we did in June of 2023. Took a while, but we worked with New Music Detroit, and we have just released the second season of Songs About Buildings and Moods. This is a big project. It always takes us a couple of years to get a new season done. So when we release a season, it's a big deal, and I'm dedicating the first Relevant Tones show of the new year to this project. Let's turn to Chicago and the Wrigley Building. The Wrigley Building. I'm so still to this day kind of can't believe we got to work in the Wrigley Building. It's such an iconic building, something that had been on my list since the very beginning. And I finally got an introduction to the manager of the building, Bradley Borowick. And he was excited about the project. And I went down there and took a tour of the building and got to go on the roof and, you know, across the bridges and just all through the building. And it's just such a fabulous building. And, you know, as they say, one of the few skyscrapers that was built on sticks of gum. You know, the Fisher Building was built on cars and industry. And the Wrigley Building was built on 5-cent pieces of gum. So it's kind of a remarkable story in a lot of ways. We worked with composer Amy Wirtz for this one. And Amy works with ACM quite a bit as a composer, but also as a pianist. And she was inspired by a lot of things with the Wrigley Building, of course. Certainly this idea of, you know, Mr. Wrigley building this empire from scratch. Also the jazz age. There's a nod to 1920s era jazz in Chicago in the piece as well. And it's a really nice piece, and it worked out very well. And you should check it out on YouTube. Again, Songs About Buildings and Moods. Let's jump right in and listen to The White Tower. This is Nick Zulek on saxophone, Jenny O. Brown on flute, and Alec Tano on violin, and Allison Berger on cello. They are performing The White Tower by Amy Wirtz, inspired by the one and only Wrigley Building in Chicago. Thank you. Music by Amy Wirtz, The White Tower, inspired by the Wrigley Building in Chicago. Kind of a tale of two towers there, right? The Golden Tower in Detroit, in the Fisher Building, and the White Tower in Chicago. Maybe we should have paired those in the episode. We did not pair them that way. It's always kind of interesting how you pair up the different buildings. Each episode of Songs About Buildings and Moods contains two sites in it. And again, in the second season, we were lucky enough to go to Mexico City, so I'll feature a piece from Mexico City pretty soon. And otherwise, we get to go all around the country and work in these really iconic locations. It's really fabulous. I love that piece by Amy for the Wrigley Building. I think it perfectly captures the jazz age spirit in which it was created and this kind of, you know, can-do mentality, the self-made millionaire making the sticks of gum. And the Wrigley Building, it can never change its name. The Wrigleys don't control it anymore, but there's a clause somewhere in the lease that the name will always be the Wrigley Building, which I love. I think that's really, really cool. Wish they'd done that with the Sears Tower in some respects. Sears is long gone, but, you know, it's the Sears Tower, I mean, for most of us. And, you know, those two towers, too, the Fisher Building and Wrigley, they're so fascinating in that they were both created to stand alone in a way, and the city has grown up around them. There's a photo of the Wrigley Building in our show where, when it was first created, it's just this gleaming white tower kind of in cow fields almost. I mean, you know, there's nothing else around it. It's absolutely amazing. And now, of course, Michigan Avenue has come up, and you know, there's so much there. It's the Magnificent Mile. And in Detroit, it's the same thing. The museum, DIA is there now. Wayne State campus is there. There's a lot of things there. But when the Fisher Building was created, it really was this gleaming icon standing alone. So a lot of commonality there between those pieces. Okay, let's take a big jump from Chicago over to Mexico City. We worked in three locations in Mexico City, the Biblioteca Vasconcelos, which is one of the most beautiful libraries I've ever seen. The shelves are actually hung from the ceiling, so it looks like the books are floating. We were also in Estudios Churubusco, which is Mexico's Hollywood. So many incredible films have been made there by Mexican directors, of course. In fact, the Mexican Golden Era was filmed at Estudios Churubusco. But also a lot of American directors have worked there. Luis Buñuel, Spanish director, worked there. A lot of great people did fantastic work there at Estudios Churubusco. So that was a lot of fun. And we were also in Ex Teresa Arte Actual, which is, well, it was a cathedral for St. Teresa of Avila. And now it's Ex Teresa. It's not Teresa anymore. It's now a thriving experimental art center where they do music and video art and all kinds of different things in there. Super cool. It's right off of the Zocalo behind the more famous cathedral, but well worth a visit. And we worked with my good friend, Felipe Perez Santiago. Felipe runs Vórtice Ensemble, who we will hear performing his music. They are also the ensemble in residence at Estudios Churubusco, so they do a lot of film work. I've worked with Felipe many times. He's a wonderful composer, and his idea was fascinating for this. I think you should really check out this episode. Go to PBS, look up Songs About Buildings and Moods, and watch this episode with Ex Teresa Arte Actual. Felipe talks about there's these Mexican street bands, you know, that have a very traditional style of music that they perform. And he wanted to kind of summon that up, that idea of the Mexican street band, but in the form of a religious processional. So a more religious kind of sound to it. But because the cathedral has withstood earthquakes, it is kind of, you know, leaning. And so the music is torcida, or kind of twisted. It's in odd meters. I think it's a wonderful piece, fantastic performance by Ensemble Vórtice. And we filmed it in the famous cupola, the cupola. But we also got to go up on the roof and fly a drone. And boy, it was just such an incredible day. So the piece is called Santa Patrona, and here is Ensemble Vórtice to perform it. Thank you. If you're ever in Mexico City, do check out Ex Teresa Arte Actual. It's in the Zocalo, tucked away, and it's just such a gorgeous building. It's open to the public pretty much every day. There's usually an art exhibit in there. Sometimes there are concerts at night. Do check it out. I thought Felipe Perez Santiago did a marvelous job conjuring up this building, the 17th century convent. Sor Juana was there. I mean, some really famous people were in that convent, but it was very strict. It was a strict place to be. And then it was empty for decades. And these artists convinced the Mexican government to give the building to them, give them this historic space. And they would convert it into studios, basically, for artists. And from there, it became what it is today, this really thriving gallery. It's also a space that incubates the careers of many different artists. And again, it does host concerts and things. And so we heard Santa Patrona, the piece by Felipe Perez Santiago, inspired by Ex Teresa Arte Actual in Mexico City. I think now we'll go to Brooklyn. This was a fascinating project. I actually wasn't super interested in this building at first. It's called the Brooklyn Tower, and it's a skyscraper. And from the beginning of this project, I've kind of had a no skyscraper rule because they're just hard to shoot in any meaningful way. I mean, you know, fly a drone up and down and look how tall it is. You know, there's really not much to do. But the Brooklyn Tower is Brooklyn's first super tall skyscraper. It's controversial. Some people think it's very ugly. Our composer, Danielle Eva Schwab, very memorably refers to it as the Eye of Sauron in the video. At any rate, it is over a landmarked bank. And this bank lobby is one of the most gorgeous lobbies I've ever been in. It was called the Brooklyn Dime Savings Bank. And it was created for the hardworking citizens of Brooklyn back when downtown Brooklyn was basically a blue-collar town. And these folks were building the subways. I mean, you know, these are the folks who labored for the Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, these were the people who really built so much of what we associate with Brooklyn and even New York as a whole. Well, the bank was there for them to start a savings account, you know, with a dime. And hopefully build wealth from there. So this kind of idealistic idea, but also a bank at that time really needed to project stability and solidity. And so it's this ginormous space, I don't even know, 70,000 square feet or something. Huge space with these big soaring columns, vaulted ceiling, and the vault itself in the basement, which is what inspired Danielle's piece. Her piece is called The Vault Has Secrets, and she imagines in the piece what would have been in all of those, you know, boxes, those security boxes back in the day. So this was, you know, an interesting project because you have this kind of dichotomy between the modern and the old. And thank goodness that bank is landmark protected and cannot be torn down. So it's a bit odd because the skyscraper looms behind it. But we spent most of our time in the bank lobby. And Danielle went big with this piece, and I mean big. You know, we have the budget usually for four musicians. Well, she wanted a string orchestra. She also wanted a choir. She also wanted a saxophonist and a flutist, and I mean all these people. And well, God bless her, she found them. Like I said, our budget was fixed. But Danielle went out there and she found the people to work with. We worked with American Modern Ensemble as the core of the ensemble, and then David Leon on saxophone, and then she brought in a ton of other people around that. Very impressive. And again, the piece is called The Vault Has Secrets. It opens up with this kind of whisper effect. That's the secrets of the vaults. And it goes from there. There's also some electronic manipulation. The piece contains a lot. It contains multitudes, as they say. So let's listen to American Modern Ensemble and Company, David Leon on saxophone, and many, many others, too many to name, perform The Vault Has Secrets, inspired by the Dime Savings Bank in Brooklyn. Music by Danielle Ava Schwab. Thank you. our largest piece by far on Songs About Buildings and Moods. I don't think any other composer will get close to it. That was The Vault Has Secrets by Danielle Ava Schwab. And we heard American Modern Ensemble as the core of the ensemble with David Leon's saxophone solo and way too many other people to mention. But that performance was fantastic. It was quite a thing to put together, as you can imagine. To film it, you have to see it, to see all of these people in that bank lobby. You know, it's really quite something. And it rained like you wouldn't believe the day we shot. So all of our drone footage, first of all, I couldn't even believe he could fly the drone in the rain. But all of our drone footage of the tower is just so, I mean, it's shrouded in mist. Talk about the Eye of Sauron. It's quite something, the way that it worked out. So again, I'm featuring music from the second season of Access Contemporary Music's project, Songs About Buildings and Moods. And that was The Vault Has Secrets by Danielle Ava Schwab. I'm going to go now to the piece with which I opened the program, and that is Soaring by composer Liza Sobel Crane. This is inspired by the Stony Island Arts Bank, and another bank here in Chicago that was, you know, created to serve one population, mostly white. And when it changed after the Great Migration, it was mostly black. A lot of the people left. And not only did they leave the neighborhood, but they then turned around and starved that neighborhood of resources. You know, they diverted one of the trains, so it no longer went there. They created havoc, unfortunately. And so this black neighborhood still managed to thrive in a lot of ways, but, you know, was cut off from a lot of resources. And that bank sat empty for a very long time until artist Theaster Gates was granted, well, the city said they would give it to him for a dollar if he could get it up to code within 2 weeks. That's the story that we heard on the episode. I'm super curious how you get a building up to code in Chicago in 2 weeks, though. So there must be more to the story. At any rate, he accepted the challenge, and he did an amazing job. If you don't know Theaster Gates, check him out. First of all, he's an amazing artist. And secondly, his organization, Rebuild Foundation, does incredible work in Chicago, rehabbing these buildings in black communities and turning them into vital cultural resources for the black community. And this bank, the Stony Island Arts Bank, again, the restoration is just fabulous. It's a beautiful building to go into. But it also houses really important collections. It houses the Johnson Publishing Library, the personal library for Mr. Johnson, who created Jet and Ebony magazines. I mean, you know, such an important person. It houses the collection of Frankie Knuckles, who invented house music. It has his record collection. I mean, it houses these very important collections, and they also do a lot of events. They do art openings. It's just a wonderful and incredible place, and we were super happy to be there and to work with Rebuild Foundation to feature the Stony Island Arts Bank in the episode. The composer, Liza Sobel Crane, was inspired by the soaring feeling you get when you see the building. And it's true, it you know, again, these banks in the old days, they wanted to project stability. They wanted you to think, my goodness, that's a safe place to put my money right there. And so it's this huge bank building with soaring vaulted ceilings. And I thought Liza did a wonderful job with the piece. We were fortunate enough to work with three freelance musicians from the Chicago Sinfonietta. So let's hear them now perform Soaring by Liza Sobel Crane. Thank you. That piece was Soaring by composer Liza Sobel Crane, inspired by the Stony Island Arts Bank in Chicago. So there we have five of the 10 pieces that we commissioned for season two of Songs About Buildings and Moods. There's also music inspired by the Cranbrook Academy outside of Detroit. The two other locations in Mexico City that I mentioned earlier in the program. We commissioned a wonderful piece from composer Doug Johnson, inspired by the Ohio Reformatory, which is where they shot the movie Shawshank Redemption. I mean, it's very recognizably that prison. So check it out, Songs About Buildings and Moods, Season 2. We are already planning Season 3, hope to release it in the near future, probably at least a year, of course. It takes a long time to get these together, as you might imagine. But it's a wonderful project that we do here at Access Contemporary Music, and you can find it at songsaboutbuildingsandmoods.com. At the PBS website, just put Songs About Buildings and Moods into the search engine, or same on your smart TV, or you can find them on YouTube. So these videos are out there. They're widely available. Go and watch them. Relevant Tones is a production of Access Contemporary Music, a nonprofit organization with the mission of providing equitable access to the transformative power of music making. Find out more at acmusic.org. And on behalf of Relevant Tones and our first episode of 2025, I'm Seth Bosted. Thank you so much for listening.